This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian troops are advancing in all directions of their counteroffensive against occupying Russian forces, a senior defense official said on Friday. Since the start of the counteroffensive this month, Ukraine says it has reasserted control over clusters of villages in the southeast, although Russia still holds swaths of territory in the east, south, and southeast. Russia, which began its full-scale invasion in February 2022, has not acknowledged Ukrainian gains and has said Ukraine's military are suffering heavy casualties. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov asked about Russia's stability in the aftermath of a failed mercenary mutiny, said on Friday his country has always emerged stronger and more resilient from any difficulties. Lavrov, who was speaking in a news conference, said the reaction of many Western officials to Saturday's aborted mutiny by Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, who said the facade of Russian power had cracked, showed indirectly that the same officials were at war with Moscow. France has mobilized tens of thousands of police officers to counter widespread rioting following the deadly police shooting of a 17-year-old. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Riot police remove debris from a road hit by the rioting as an array of fireworks go off in the distance. Police report less violence on Thursday night compared to earlier in the week. After a morning crisis meeting, Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin says the number of officers in the streets would increase from 9,000 to 40,000.
This is VOA News. Australia Saturday will become one of the first countries to recognize psychedelic drugs as medicines. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Starting July 1, authorised psychiatrists in Australia will be able to prescribe methylene dioxymethamphetamine, MDMA, the active ingredient in such party drugs as ecstasy or molly, to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. They'll also be allowed to prescribe psilocybin, a compound found in psychotropic magic mushrooms to treat depression that hasn't responded to other therapies. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The target of keeping long-term global warming within 1.5 degrees Celsius is moving out of reach, climate experts say, with nations failing to set more ambitious goals despite months of record-breaking heat on land and sea. As envoys gathered in early June to prepare for this year's annual climate talks in November, average global surface temperatures were more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels for several days, the EU-funded Climate Change Service said. Though mean temperatures had temporarily breached the 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold before, this was the first time they'd done so in the Northern Hemisphere summer that starts on June 1st. Sea temperatures also broke April and May records. A former South Florida deputy criminally charged for not confronting the gunman in a 2018 school shooting has been cleared of a wrongdoing by a jury, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Broward County Deputy Scott Peterson dropped his head and sobbed in relief when the not guilty verdicts were read in court. He told reporters it was the gunman responsible for the 17 deaths at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Peterson was the first law enforcement officer in the country tried for inaction during a school shooting. Grieving father Tony Montalto does not understand the verdict.
For our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act.
Video showed Peterson taking cover outside the building instead of going in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen warned Friday he could block access to Facebook in Cambodia after the company said it would remove a video in which he threatened to beat up political opponents. The warning came ahead of a July 23rd election that has been widely dubbed a sham after authorities denied registration to the chief challenger to Hun Sen's ruling Cambodian People's Party. I'm Joe Ramsey.